Look here, Bill Bailey. I understand you joined the Ananias Club last night and claimed the honor of being the biggest fabricator in these Shaw counties.
That's what it did. That's what it is.
Well, I hold that distinction, and I just got $4 here, says I can tell a bigger lie than you.
Well, I ain't got $4, but I got a mighty good Ingersoll watch I'll put up against your $4.
That watch is no good. There's no hands on it.
Oh, that's so. I done forgot. Since the declared war, times has been so hard that they have to lay the hands off.
Well, I'm so sure of winning, I'll bet my money against the watch that I can beat the lion.
Well, who'll hold a stake?
I'll hold a stake.
Yeah, who's buying to hold you?
Well, we'll place the watch and money on the table here. Whoever tells the biggest lie stoops over and takes the whole business.
Well, all right.
Now, who's going to tell the first lie?
I'll start the first trouble.
Well, then proceed.
Well, while down in Florida, one cold winter night in July, I saw a colored man driving a pair of oxen. The sun was so hot that one of the oxen was sunstruck and killed. And the climate was so changeable that before that coon could get down off of the wagon and unhitch that dead ox, the other oxen was froze stiff.
You certainly can lie.
Oh, yes. It was so cold down there that the sun freezes to the sidewalk and they have daylight all night. And one night I was going home and I come across the great big grizzly bear. Woo-wee! I started to run, and that bear, he run after me. Oh, Lord, I couldn't have time to think. I didn't, that's true. Woo, we were just a-flying. I turned around, and there was that bear's mouth wide open, smoke coming out of his eyes and out of his ears and out of his nose. Mm-hmm. Lord, then I said, I must fool that bear, and if ever I fooled one, I fooled him.
How did you fool him?
I rammed my arm down that bear's throat, grabbed him by the tail, pulled him inside out, and that doggone fool of a bear run the other way.
Well, you certainly am some liar, but you haven't brought home the bacon yet.
You ain't going to say nothing against that, is
indeed I is.
Well, turn her loose.
Well, about 200 years ago, while traveling on the Nile, I was kidnapped by an Indian princess and shanghaied to the shores of the North Pole.
Whoa, whoa.
It was so hot when I arrived there that the barometer registered 999 degrees in the sun.
Look here, what was it in the shade?
There was no shade.
No sunshade?
What are you talking about?
Ooh.
I was out on the corner one afternoon,
what?
And I saw an old woman. She was selling apples, bananas, and oranges.
What, the North Pole?
At the North Pole.
Ooh.
I went up to this old woman and I asked her the price of the oranges.
Yeah.
She said there were $999 apiece.
Yeah.
So I bought 40 dozen.
Don't he love fruit?
Well, during the conversation, I asked the old lady her age. She said she was 999 years old, that she was married 199 years and had 99 children.
Yeah. Hold on.
What's the matter?
Did she have corkscrew curls?
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a cast in her right eye?
She did.
Did she have a turnip nose?
The same.
Was she a suffragette?
The very identical person.
Here's why. Win the money.
How do you win the money?
That old woman was my daughter.
Well, you certainly am some champion. But we'll go down to the club this evening and celebrate the occasion. Why, hold your attention while I sing about my gal. She is a dusky maiden and they call her handsome Sal. Her neck is long and slender, just like a big giraffe. I asked her for to marry me, but she gave me the ha-ha laugh. Didn't I cry? Oh, yeah. Didn't I sigh? Yes, I did. Sighing for the other gal, for the handsome Sal. Didn't I moan? Oh, yeah. Didn't I groan? Yes, I did. Groan for the other gal.